Cavalera, your Friday, August 21st briefing. Today a new ship is stealing all the spotlight, but the community also has a lot to say about how CIG talks to them. We start with the game, we'll end with the people. On the PTU, a new Alpha 4.10 build dropped overnight, and it revolves almost entirely around the fighter that just landed in the persistent universe, the Kruger S-65 Stingray. Unlocked the day before through cargo missions, the Orison Siege, or the return of the Recco Battaglia story mission, it's already getting a balance pass on its armor health values. The build also fixes a good dozen bugs. The funniest one involves the Starfarer. Undocking mid-refuel was completely draining the external tanks instead of keeping their contents, which made the whole operation pretty counterproductive. More annoying, the entry airlock at the Orison Siege Command Center wasn't resetting after a player died inside, sealing the door for everyone, a problem now fixed. Elite 9 Tails NPC keycards were slotting into armor slots instead of the backpack, making them invisible to looters. Two issues are still being closely watched: a slight delay on instance elevators, and a few second freeze on Stanton when loading a force field. The live version, meanwhile, keeps rolling along quietly on 4.9. The Stingray is also running Spectrum at full speed, with about 10 active threads dedicated to it alone. The fighter is dividing opinion. Some feel it gets outshone by existing light fighters, or that its proprietary weapons are too timid for a ship in its class. Others, on the contrary, praise the vehicle team's work, its handling, and a sturdiness they find more than adequate. One thread even asks, half seriously, half tongue-in-cheek, whether there's a hidden underwater flight mode tucked somewhere in its two configurations. But the topic that truly dominated the day is an open letter. A widely followed community streamer, Knebel, published a text titled "Time for Change," calling for a shift in how the studio communicates and operates. The thread gathered over 1,100 votes and 270 replies in a single day, making it by far the most discussed topic on Spectrum. The letter comes on the heels of an official stream that was widely seen as a mess, during which a developer named Ollie, who apparently came up with the idea of streaming a live gameplay session in the first place, was reportedly treated poorly by the rest of the on-air team. The incident spawned a phrase that became the meme of the day, picked up even by executives from other studios on social media. No official response from CIG had come to calm things down by the time this episode was recorded. Older threads about bringing back technical post-mortems after each patch, or about waiting for a Squadron 42 announcement, are resurfacing in that same atmosphere. Alongside all of that, life goes on in more familiar ways. One thread vents about the current patch's bug count. Another wonders whether 4.10 will come with a full server wipe. And one last, lighter note. Someone is simply baffled that the Aurora MK1, the very first starter ship in the game, is still available to buy, as if its age alone should have retired it from the shelves. On Reddit, the story reads almost identically, with Knebel's letter shared prominently and a thread outright calling for an apology to Ollie. Alongside that tension, the Stingray keeps making the rounds in screenshots and cutaway views, with the community laughing at its silhouette and comparing it to a German flying wing, already adopting its little onboard mascot. One thread takes things further and pushes for Kruger to build an entire ecosystem of proprietary weapons around the ship, like a lens manufacturer building around a camera body. Other players, more practically minded, complain about having to server hop for a full hour just to find a population low enough to mine properly, or lament the absence of timed racing events for nearly 20 months now. On a brighter note, one simple thread titled "I Really Love This Game" leans into unfiltered enthusiasm despite every flaw catalogued elsewhere. Another actually suggests reproducing the controversial developer stream format every single month, and one player is documenting day by day their journey learning to fly with a control setup adapted to their condition, a C5-level tetraplegia, a thread drawing unanimous support, far removed from all the day's debates. For those who enjoy voting, the ship showdown rolls on with a new round featuring the Carrick, following a previous heat won by the Ironclad, the Clipper, the M80, and the Perseus. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $196,000 raised yesterday, and a running total that now stands at $1.037 billion. This was Cavalera. Safe skies everyone, and fly hard, crash pretty.